This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gipps, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
As we go along, let us study the male anatomy. Most men know less about their own bodies than they do about their automobiles.
This is a trap! Tomorrow's
evening!
The following feature has been rated R.
Don't panic.
This program contains coarse language.
It is recommended for people aged 15 years and over.
Are you ready? Sit back, turn up the volume, and enjoy our show.
Welcome.
Get ready for the ride.
Let's get weird!
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Good evening and welcome to Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night. This is your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. A big thank you to those chicks talking footy. Andrew the Apprentice here along with Mr. Benny B this evening.
Good evening, Mr. the Apprentice. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good to hear it. And where else would we rather be on a cold Wednesday evening than this lovely warm little Joy studio together?
Exactly. It's good to be listening to the radio on a Wednesday night.
That could be cool. Yep, absolutely.
And if you are listening tonight, you will hear all about...
You're going to hear some things.
You'll hear some things. Slick 2017 is coming very soon, only a matter of weeks away. And of course, Slick 2017 will see the crowning of the Melbourne Rubber Man 2017. So that'll be all very exciting. So joining us this evening to talk about all things rubbery is...
Local celebrity. I think he's kind of getting up to sort of celebrity status. You know, I see him around.
Yes.
I hear his name mentioned all the time.
Yes. Lots of social media.
Yep.
He's always around. Mr. Liam Clark will be joining us this evening to talk about his reign, I guess, as Melbourne Rubber Man 2016.
Yep. He's got good news.
We'll be finding out all about his shenanigans as being the reigning champion here in Melbourne. How you can enter... Yes, you, Ben.
Me?
You can enter and become the Melbourne Rubber Man 2017.
Wanna see you again, baby? Wanna see you shake it down?
You're on Joy 94.9, Hide and Seek, your program for exploring sex, sexuality and self. Andrew the Apprentice, along with Mr. Benny B this evening.
That's me.
Rubber. Have we got you rubbered up yet, Ben?
I think I think it was like last year that I was shooting off my big mouth about getting into rubber and I still haven't done it yet.
Liam, do you think we can get him into rubber?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I offered to put you in rubber last time I was on.
I feel terrible.
Mr. Melbourne Rubber Man 2016, Liam Clark is with us this evening.
Hey.
Hello. you're only weeks away from giving
from being
your
irrelevant.
Title.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Mixed.
Mixed.
It'll be kind of fun to not have to put so much pressure on myself to turn up to everything all the time, and I can you know, be a little bit lazy again and enjoy a little bit of a snooze and not have to put a whole lot of rubber on and venture out into the frigid Melbourne evening. But
as if you won't all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I still will, of course. But it also, it'll, you know, it'll be sad that I won't have a legitimate excuse to parade around in a sash anymore.
I think this is the first time I've ever seen you out of rubber, actually. well, maybe I shouldn't say that, but yeah. You've had a hell of a year.
Oh, my God, have I ever.
So, of course, you've just got back from Europe.
Yep.
But before that, of course, you went to Chicago and...
I did.
When was it? Late last year?
It was November.
And, of course, you became runner-up in the International Mr. International Rubber.
Mr. International Rubber, yeah.
Competition.
Brought back the silver medal.
Yes.
Which I really wish they wouldn't call it first runner-up. I find that a very confusing concept.
It is.
They've given me a silver medal. I'm pretty sure everyone knows what that
runner
means.
Runner-up.
Yeah.
You were the runner-up.
I would have liked it to just said second place.
And that's fantastic. I mean, we've now got two runners-up.
Yeah.
You yourself and Reese, of course, who won.
Reese and I are the highest-ranked Victorians in any international fetish competition.
Australians.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, no, there was a Mr. Leather Sydney who won 1980s IML. Okay. So we're the highest ranked since 1980.
Like in the highest ranked Victoria. Quarter of a century.
Yep.
It's fair to claim it, I think. Yes. I think enough time has passed.
Yeah, yeah. So you and Reese, fantastic.
Oh, and other strange coincidence, the guys that beat both of us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are both Asian Americans from the same small town in Colorado.
Wow.
It's bizarre. So yeah.
Wow. That is weird and bizarre.
Mm. Yeah. But from what I hear, they're both super cool guys. Well, I mean, obviously, the guy who beat me is really, really cool. And Reese says the guy who beat him is super cool. So
now, the guy who beat you.
Yes, Preston So.
Preston. Preston is, I hear, going to be in Melbourne for Slick 2017.
Oh, Preston is pushing his world tour and stretching that travel allowance they gave him as far as he can. And he will be making an appearance.
So we're going to get on to what's happening during Slick 2017 very shortly. But let's have a look back at some of your highlights over the last 12 months. Of course, winning the title. But that, I suppose, has allowed you to do a whole range of things.
Yeah. I think it just... I was always kind of a bit of a sort of shy guy in the background. I mean, that way, maybe that's not how everyone saw me, but that's how I saw myself, at least. And winning the title, I think, gave me internal permission to really sort of push myself out there a little bit. And it also meant that to a lot of people, I was suddenly a lot more interesting. So I didn't have to push myself too hard because suddenly people came up and talked to me a lot. And that was awesome.
And it has been pretty full on. Was it what you were expecting? Did you have any idea that you were just going to...
I kind of did.
Crazy year of...
Yeah. I kind of had some expectation because I was friends with Steve, who won Leatherman.
Of course.
And I'd followed his journey pretty closely. So I expected it to be fairly similar to that.
Mm-hmm.
And in some respects, it wasn't as intense because I don't think IML... IML is crazy compared to MIR. MIR, there was 9 of us. In IML, there was 63.
Okay.
But at the same time, because I placed so high and then later on ended up on TV...
Yes, of course.
I think it's been a lot more intense, but I've kind of always been, you know, the sort of person who's rolled with an adventure, and it's been a hell of an adventure.
Now, as we mentioned, you've just got back from Europe, and you did it. You were judged at a few different contests, I believe.
Yeah, it was a fairly intense month in Europe, where I judged the first ever Mr. Rubber Poland competition.
Wow.
Which was a lot of fun. Surprisingly huge turnout there. Big fetish scene in Poland, which I kind of knew because I'd been there to a few fetish parties, but this was like much bigger than I'd expected. Experienced previously. And then I got to go to Padova in Italy for the Mr. Leather Italy competition, which was a lot of fun. And then I resumed my other weird alternate life as the head of press for Estonia at Eurovision.
Yeah. So run of the mill.
Yeah, you know.
Rest of the holiday. and appeared sour-faced on Australian television.
Oh, I was not happy.
So a couple of questions, I guess. Mm-hmm. One is you said that was the first rubber contest in Poland.
Yes.
Is it that rubber's becoming more visible, I guess, in the fetish community across the world?
Yeah, rubber's definitely definitely emerging, and it's emerging very fast, I guess. The leather community's been very, very well established, mm-hmm, everywhere,
yep,
for a really long time. Rubber, a lot newer. It's always going to be a lot smaller. And I think there are problems with rubber that mean that you're not really going to necessarily get accessibility in everywhere. Like, you're never going to see maybe you will, but it's going to be highly unlikely to see a Mr. Queensland or Brisbane rubber competition because of the humidity and the heat.
Just people won't, yeah, just...
They just won't wear it. It's not comfortable enough to wear it up there so much.
And then also, I guess, you know, as you said, you had the opportunity to be a judge in mm-hmm Poland and also a judge in Italy. That gives me this, a sense that there must be some sort of a collective of title holders. And once you become a title holder, you enter into this world where you get to do other things.
Absolutely. Although, at least when you're overseas, it's a little bit hard to sort of mix the two. There mm-hmm were a lot of people who in Italy had no idea who I was.
Yep.
Even with the sash on.
That's what I was going to say. You're just wearing the sash.
Yeah. And
just pointing to it.
Without throwing too much shade, there were a couple of leather guys who were leather title holders in Europe who pretty much ignored me until mm-hmm the final night, where the host finally remembered to mention that I'd come second at Mr. International Rubber.
Right.
And then they realized that I was maybe slightly more of a bigger deal than they expected, and then they started being really nice to me. But so there were a little
jealous. There is a bit of, you know...
Well, I
egos.
Mean...
Egos. There's egos.
We're all homosexuals. There's going to be divas.
You're on Hard and Seek on Joy 94.9. We are chatting with Liam, Melbourne Rubber Man 2016, in the lead-up to Slick 2017, where... The Melbourne Rubber Man 2017 will be crowned. So we're going to be touching on that very shortly in a lot more detail. But what's the one thing you've taken out of being able to, you know, travel the world and represent Melbourne rubber scene?
I think the thing I've liked the most, and I think the best thing that came out of this, is that I gave people here in Melbourne a reason to cheer and get excited about something.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I showed people internationally that we have a kick-ass scene here, the kick-ass fetish scene, a kick-ass gay scene, and that people from Melbourne are cool. And we're not to be messed with. We are there at the same level as everyone else. We may be at the bottom-ass end of the world, but we ain't playing.
Amen.
And, as we mentioned, we've got two runners-up,
mm-hmm,
who also can, you know, show the world that,
yeah,
Melbourne's fetish scene is alive and kicking.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's only been 6 months that I have, and now there's two of us.
Yeah.
Team Silver.
Team Gold, maybe next year.
Maybe.
You're on Hard and Seek on Joy 94.9, and we're going to find out more about Slick 2017 very shortly.
This is Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9, your show for exploring all things sex, sexuality and self. I'm Benny B, Andrew the Apprentice is with me, and Melbourne's superstar of rubber, Mr. Liam Clark.
Sup.
Now, to Slick 2017.
Yeah,
is that
already?
Is where rubber, latex, neoprene and PVC lovers unite to celebrate everything shiny, kinky and twisted. It's, of course, the big event is Melbourne Rubber Man 2017 on Friday the 7th of July. That's the night where we all gather and celebrate that event.
Yes, and where you yourself will be judging.
I will. I will.
As I feel it deserves mentioning that this show is a proud sponsor.
We are.
Of the competition.
We are. That's right. We
and
are.
Then I couldn't possibly enter. Shucks.
Well, we'll talk to someone.
Well, Ben, you'll need to make a lot of purchases between now and then if you're intending on entering.
Anyway, I was going to say Ben in a jockstrap every round would be fine, but that would be. Anyway, the competition.
Uh-huh.
Entry is open today, I believe.
Yes, it went up, I think, about 3 hours ago.
Fantastic.
So you can now enter.
You can now enter. Now, Ben, we have got some of the Slick 2017 contestant application rules and requirements in front of us.
Yep.
Now, you've got to be 18 years or over, identify as a male, and, you know, predominantly reside in Melbourne.
Yes. It is a Melbourne Rubber Man.
It is a Melbourne Rubber Man.
It is not a Warrnambool Rubber Man.
Yes. Okay. You need to be around Melbourne, in particular between the Thursday the 6th of July and Sunday the 9th of July, because that's when the contest is happening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It tends to help if you're there.
It's reasonable, I think, to expect that.
Yep.
And you also have to be ready to do a video shoot on Sunday the 2nd of July.
Yes.
Now, the judges, I believe, will be preparing some questions for said contestants.
Yes, indeed.
To answer in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
So that I've already thought of my question, so that's very good.
We, I believe last year there was a couple of questions from each judge.
Yeah.
Because I think there was only three judges, and I remember there being at least 12 questions.
So we'll get to the judges in a moment, because there's a plethora. And, of course, so the Melbourne Rubber Man, you know, represents the community at a range of events. You get to be the judge in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a range of community events, fundraising, charity events, promotional events, you know, Northside Bazaar, all those sort of things you're expected to be at.
It's sort of a little bit open as to what you want to do.
Yep.
I think when I won, they were very, what do you want to do?
Yep.
But there's a certain expectation that you'll turn up to some stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, so at least three things, you know.
Yeah, which I think is...
three big events, I guess.
I mean, that's a pretty small thing. I mean,
yeah.
You can just turn... I mean, that's Northside Bazaar, Pride March.
Pride March, yeah, bang,
and
you're done.
Yeah.
Carnival or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's easy to do, but we would expect that whoever wins is going to want to turn up to more than that.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's the point as well. You want somebody that's...
But we
represent this
and part of the community.
I think we made it pretty open-ended in case somebody is unable to, or, you know, we don't want to put a lot of undue stress or pressure or anxiety on somebody who might not be able to handle too much.
Yeah, exactly. So
more is more.
So entries open this evening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll get to the website details and all that shortly. Now, as we said, they have to do a video the week prior that gets aired on the evening.
Well, we're still deciding exactly what we're going to do with that.
Ooh.
We might switch it up a little bit from last year, but that's still in discussion.
Okay.
But the judges will be watching...
The videos.
I believe we'll be watching the full video this year. And then there's discussion whether we're going to play the video on the night as an intro, or whether we're going to put it as a meet the contestants social media thing earlier that day.
Ooh.
But
intriguing.
It's still in a planning phase. We're sort of really getting down to discussing how we can improve on last year, and what worked well and what didn't work well. And there's some divided opinion, but
that's all right. It's healthy.
Yeah.
The contestants, I suppose, you know, they're going to have a few judges to
yes,
to
we've face. We've doubled the number of judges and gone to six.
Six judges.
Yes. All right. So, and we will. How about we have some tips about? I mean, what do you think is gonna? What makes a rubber man? Give us some tips.
Well,
apart
two,
from just being a hot bitch,
you've got
you know?
Two judges in the room now.
Okay. Well, in my
what kind of things you're gonna be looking for?
In my opinion, and think, from what know. I've experienced in my judging. What I look for is somebody who wears their rubber, I guess, differently to how someone else does it. It's got to be, they've got to have a style.
Mm-hmm.
They can't just be throwing something on
mm-hmm.
without feeling comfortable in it. Mm-hmm. And there has to be something a little bit different, I think, about the way they wear it from everyone else. They need to be someone you can look at and go, they wear their rubber well.
Have a look. They've got a look.
Yeah, they've got to have... Yeah, there's got to be a little mm-hmm. je ne sais quoi.
Okay.
I think they need to be able to speak well. And that doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be, you know, media trained or good on a microphone necessarily, but you need to be able to speak to them.
And I guess that's something that I guess I would have answered in that... Having a confidence of some form,
yeah,
of being, you know, being able to stand on the stage and present yourself.
I think Reese is a great example yes. of this. Reese doesn't naturally exude like a news anchor level
of
confidence.
You don't necessarily have to be extrovert.
Yeah, he's not an amazing public speaker, but he is so easy to talk to.
Yeah,
and he is so nice and so instantly likable that he puts everyone at ease. And I think that is. That is a quality that is important.
Because the rubber man needs to, I guess, you know, as you've demonstrated, engage with the community at a whole range of different levels. So being approachable is important.
And it's where we're still a bit more obscure
mm-hmm.
than the leather title holders. There are going to be a lot of people, even in the next couple of years, who are going to be, who the frick are you? They're going to have no idea what you are
yep.
or what rubber is, you know, like, what's the difference between rubber and latex? And, you know, you're going to get a stream of uninformed, but not like in a bad way, but people who just don't have any idea what you are. And you're going to need to be able to engage with that and answer those questions and also help those newbies who are really just discovering rubber for the first time and bring them in.
Now, over the last several years, mm-hmm. Hide and Seek has supported Laird Leatherman competition and also now the Melbourne Rubberman competition by providing a voucher to go to the Joy Radio training course.
Yes.
So, as you said, you know, you may not necessarily have any experience in media and stuff, but in becoming Rubberman, you have the opportunity to take that up and to do some basic training.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that. You get to learn a lot through that. I will admit I was at that point most of the way through a master's yeah. degree in journalism. but I didn't know how to operate the panel.
There we go.
It's all right, I still don't.
So now I do know how to do that, and I'm now a co-host of Babble Pop on Saturday nights,
yes.
Although we're taking a quick break for the Eurovision Joy Eurovision show.
Because you're all over there. That's the reason.
Yeah.
You're on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're going to be talking more about Slick 2017 and the competition that's happening on Friday the 7th of July very shortly.
Wanna see you again, baby. Wanna see you shake it down, baby. L-A-S-T-Y, you nasty boy.
Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9. We're talking about Slick 2017 with reigning Melbourne Rubberman 2016, Liam. And Liam, yourself and I will be judges, but
yep.
there are six of us, six
there
judges.
Ah.
We have got, of course, as we were talking about him just before, Mr. Reese, runner-up as Mr. International Bootblack.
Yeah, we felt it really important to have somebody who is... been in the community very prominently for quite some time, but on the back of his recent success, bit
bonus.
Yeah, I mean, that's a little bit of extra prestige for us, I feel.
and you said you've got we mentioned before Preston,
so
Mr. International Rubber,
yeah,
is coming over.
I think that's quite the coup. I think he's really trying to hit every continent, I think, before he ends his title year. And look, he's doing a great job. And I think we're very, very lucky because as far as I know, I think this is the first time we've had a reigning Mr. International Rubber visit.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And he's just a really cool guy. And I really look forward to hanging out with him again. Also, I live in Preston.
So oh, there we go.
I can hang out with Preston in Preston. So it's fun for a number of reasons.
And, of course, we have also got BJ from Eagle Leather, one of the supporters of Twisted, of Slick 2017,
yep.
And also Grant, one of the organisers of the event.
Yes, so even though I am now part of Twisted Tread, Grant is the official representative on the jury of that. BJ and Eagle Leather have just been so, so amazingly helpful to me in my title year, and we're so glad to have them involved again.
And, of course, it's not just the competition on the Friday night. There's mm-hmm. some other events happening as well.
Yes, it's and a four-day extravaganza this year.
4 days. So we've got the roast happening.
Yes. So there's a roast of me on the Thursday night before Spit and Polish at the Laird.
Yep.
And then during Spit and Polish, you'll get an opportunity to meet the 2017 contestants.
And then, of course, the competition on the Friday night, yep. And then the rubber ball.
Yes. So your usual Vice night will be transformed into the rubber ball. It's not... I mean, you can wear whatever gear you want. You don't have to turn up in rubber. It's just a rubber theme. But I've always sort of... Well, not always, but in the last year as the Melbourne Rubber Man, I've pushed for a lot of sort of inclusivity and a lot of less division between the various fetishes. So I think there's nothing wrong, and I encourage people who only have leather or only have uniforms to turn up in solidarity and support us.
Then finally, Unwind, the all-new Rubdown, which is on the Sunday evening.
Yes.
What is Rubdown?
So basically, that's the Sunday social at the Laird transformed into a sort of rubber-specific wind-down.
Awesome.
I will be presenting Switchboard, which is my designated charity.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be presenting them all of the money that I've raised in, if we can get around to organizing it, the form of a giant novelty check.
Awesome.
So we'll be presenting that to Switchboard, or some representative from Switchboard, and otherwise just having a barbecue, a beer, and I guess there'll be probably a speech from our 2017 winner.
Slick.twistedtread.com.au is the URL.
Yep.
And of course, all the social media links are already, up and about, and
I think most of those are going up tomorrow.
Most of them are going up tomorrow. That's fine.
We decided the most important thing was
if
to get the form on.
If you're listening on the podcast, they are already up. You're on Hindsight on Joy 94.9.
Pig Leather is a community-based organisation that seeks to support and advance the diverse leather communities of Melbourne and Victoria, made up of practitioners of a broad range of sexual arts.
Pig Leather is a not-for-profit community-operated organisation with proceeds of events directly benefiting the community.
We welcome people of all genders and sexualities.
Join us for Gear Up, a monthly informal catch-up for lovers of leather. Warm up for the weekend, have a drink and meet other like-minded people sharing interests and stories.
For more on Gear Up and Vic Leather in general, visit vicleather.org.au.
A community message supported by Joy.
Ready or not, here I come. I don't see my somebody. I don't see anybody. I don't see my somebody. Instruction time. Do what you want, wrong and wrong. Take your two without stumbling. Go. Style and attention, show me a sign.
This is Hide and Seek here on Joy 94.9. Benny B here, Andrew the Apprentice, and Liam, our famous rubber man, talking slick and all things rubber.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only, as we said, entries. You can go onto the website right now and become a contestant.
Yes, absolutely.
As Melbourne Rubber Man 2016, what are your words of advice to those who are considering entering the competition? Ben has got his pen ready.
Okay.
He's taking notes.
Well, some advice that I actually got from Steve, Daddy Steve, just before I went to MIR, was basically, it's have fun. It's an adventure. Keep in mind you're doing something... that is serious to the community, and it is a big deal, but don't forget that the entire premise is inherently ridiculous, and you are basically in a beauty pageant for guys in sexy dress-ups.
I love that.
Now, the other guys at Sleek don't like it when I refer to it as a pageant.
But no.
But it is. I mean, I think the whole point of these competitions are to serve as a rallying point for people to get the community together, get everyone out, mm-hmm. give people something to cheer about and have fun, give our venues that support our community so much, get them some revenue, support them. So I think, yeah, it's have fun with it. It's supposed to be fun. It's an adventure. And then just, you know, do the best you can.
And what's the one thing you would have changed?
I don't know that I would change anything.
Do you have any regrets? Do you go, oh, I should have done this instead of that? Or...
I regret not wearing more sunscreen when I was marching in Midsummer March. But not really. I think the only thing that happened that was pretty upsetting is that my cat suit split. And I have no idea. I think I caught it on something at the Laird, like a splinter or something.
There's lots of things you could prick yourself on there.
And how. But that's the nature of rubber. Mm. No matter how much you take care of it and how precious you are with it, it's going to die eventually.
And no doubt, if people have got questions about it, they can have a chat to you.
Yeah, I've always been very open about the fact that anyone can can message me or come up to me at the Laird and ask me anything they want to ask about rubber, about rubber care, about how to get into rubber, about where to buy some. That's also part of the point of me being around. I'm a rallying point for the community, for the established community and those who don't know anything. If people want to ask me questions, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah, and hat goes off to you. I think you've done a bloody good job, really, for rubber, and you've really been out there and, you know, making yourself seen and really done a great job this last year. How many people were in the contest last year?
Three.
Three? Yeah, see, I think from what you've done, we're going to have many more this year.
Well,
and I think it's going to continue to grow, and I think you've done a lot for...
There's already three people who've put their names down. So...
There we go.
Yeah, hats off to you, son.
No, oh, thank you. That's why I don't have any regrets. Mm. I feel like I've tried really hard, and everything panned out, so hooray.
And what do you think the local judges will be looking for different things than the Mr. International Rubber judge?
I think so, but I think that's the whole point of having a varied judging panel.
So what are some of the things from overseas, the things that you've seen in Mr. Rubber Poland and the international competitions that you never expected to see because it wouldn't just not happen in Melbourne?
In Mr. Leather, Italy, there was one incident where one of the judges, the current Mr. Leather Michigan,
right,
who came fourth in IML, he's very used to a sort of very regimented way in which these contests work. And I would say to a certain degree I am. This was his first time outside of America. And he had no idea of what the Italian concept of time? The importance of punctuality was, and the fact that Italian people, they enjoy a chat. So the usual regimented 7-minute interview that he was expecting, and I would say that I was somewhat expecting, ended up going for about 45 minutes for each person. And it was just this bizarre experience. Poland, they one of the rounds they had. So we had the, like, all the rounds were written in English, and it was, you know, like self-presentation and, you know, on-stage question. And then the third round on our judging sheet just said, build the throne. And we were like, what the hell does that mean? And most of the show was conducted in Polish.
Right.
So they announced the build the throne round, and the host is explaining what's happening in Polish. And me, and I'm sitting next to Mr. Rubber Russia, and he, like, there's a tiny bit of similarity, and I'm like, are you picking up any of this? And he's like, yes, but it's not making sense. And then they pull out these chairs and a whole lot of styrofoom, and, like,
and it was like, literally building and a throne.
Yeah, they built a decorated themselves a throne.
If you want to build a throne at Melbourne Rubber Man 2017 competition, make sure you chat to the boys at the Laird well in advance. Don't turn up on the evening expecting to be able to build a throne on the stage. Word of advice. Mr. Liam, thank you so much for joining us this evening and over the past 12 months.
Oh, look, it's been a pleasure. And thank you again for supporting the contest.
That's right.
Both as a sponsor and also just by getting me on and talking about it. I'm really, really thankful for everything that you guys have done.
Not a problem at all. That's what we're here for. Don't forget, so you can head along to slick.twistedtread.com.au, and over the coming weeks all the links will be on the Hide and Seek social media pages as well, which are available at joy.org.au/hide and seek. That's about it for this evening. Coming up next is Declan with Indie Heads. Don't forget, all of our podcasts are available at joy.org.au/hide and seek. Don't forget, go on to iTunes and rate them, share them with your friends, all of that. Plenty of good ones reviews there that have just come up. Big thank you to David, who does all of that for us. And Benny,
we'll see you next week, I think.
We'll see you next week, or you might see Tim and you next week. Oh, who knows? Someone this has been Hide and Seek for another Wednesday night. Good night.
Nighty night.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Hide and seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.